This is Rich Aurelia, and you're listening to the weekly podcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You've got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Reds Land, posting some old stuff that I never got around to posting before today on May 1st, 2006. Back on April 15 and April 16, the hubby and I went out to St. Louis to visit up with my corresponding chick base blogger for the Cardinals, Belly Scratcher, and her proxy for a weekend of baseball and fun. Back in episode 7 of the podcast, you got to hear the pregame in the first episode and the first inning of that April 15 game, and I promised the thrilling conclusion, and here finally it is, thrilling conclusion to the game on 4/15. The voices you're going to hear are mine, which you probably know by now. The other woman is Belly Scratcher. The guy that talks more is her proxy. And then the guy who talks about the Reds occasionally is my husband, John. You won't be able to follow the game from this file, probably, but it was a crappy game anyway. But nevertheless, enjoy the smack.
You can buy Cardinals hot dogs in stores?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they made of...
anything they can brand.
Are Cardinals they made of bird?
Are they made of Cardinals?
No.
Authentic Cardinal.
Yes, we kill our state bird.
It's like
bird
a scene in baseball. Merchandising. Where the real money from the movie is made.
Yep, exactly.
Anything. We were in the Cardinals clubhouse store, and you could go to like a Value City or anywhere and get this barbecue set in like a
little metal box
case.
$15.
$15-$20. They put a Cardinals emblem, like a steel Cardinals emblem on it, $79.
Sweet.
Oh, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, that should be a barn burner.
Yeah, the Battle of Suck. Austin's kind of cute.
Oh, yeah. And those ears are just adorable.
He can hear you from here, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised. If he flaps them fast enough, he could actually fly.
At least Sydney's pitching inside.
He's probably trying to hit the plate. He's gonna pitch a no-hitter.
You can't decide which one of the plates to throw to.
That was his, what, C or D move, I would think. I would
hope.
He
ain't fooling anyone with that.
He's just taking his time.
Yeah, but I'm with him. I'm all over the idea of him throwing out next time.
Yeah.
Come on, Williams.
That's right. Williams' ERA is currently a robust 6.14 after that. That's more than doubled what it was when the game started.
You know,
6.14 is nothing. Our closers is like 16-something.
16.48.
We've got a reliever with 72. And nice. That's down from 189.
And that's down from infinity.
At all?
I think Albert needs another home run. He's only got four.
Yeah, we're already into the second week of the season. Yeah, he needs to pick up the pace a bit. That's the sound of Albert Pujols hitting a two-run home run down the left field line. And the Cardinals' fireworks are lit.
Williams, head out of your ass, buddy. Don't worry, because Encarnacion is coming up, and then the inning will be over. So
Fielder's choice, score it. Let's go ahead and mark it down right now.
Wow. Yay!
Fielder's choice.
I think you guys are way too accurate at calling what's going to happen in the future. He's a troll doll.
He's not a troll. Wow, you have sticky, uppy hair.
Well, that's why he shaves it.
He's monochromatic. Right there, he's a little sunburned from spring training. But if you look at him, his hair and his eyebrows and his skin is all kind of the same color.
That's not any better. Don't show Macaulay Culkin.
No, they said.
Who would play you in a movie? And he said Macaulay Culkin.
I think that's incredibly accurate. I would
that's
go that.
About as freaky as him.
Yeah.
Javi's got eyebrows that make him look angry all the time.
Kind of like Larry Walker.
Fuego gets all the attention, but Lopez doesn't suck.
Oh.
The rare swinging strikeout from Adam Dunn. 10 the threat in the top of the third. Cardinals lead at 5-1.
I think that's sexual harassment right there.
I think so.
Do you think he paid money for that lap dance?
How much do you tip a mascot?
Well, Dunn would have had it.
And to pop up the second. Come on, Richie.
Right, Richie! Man,
one bad pitch. That's better than the other.
Consider the path.
All right.
3-2-1.
Okay.
I like the direction this is going.
We'll have to save ourselves for tomorrow.
Yes.
To eat a whole bunch of stuff on Easter. Oh, we should get Cadbury eggs for the game.
I love this idea.
We can get peeps, too.
John loves peeps.
We can put a peep up here for every home run. It'll be the peep home run counter.
I really don't like this scoreboard. I really liked our old scoreboard better, especially like the out-of-town scoreboard, which was like old and hand-operated. It was really cool.
Although it is kind of nice to see the last game at Busch Stadium. Like, they kept the scoreboards intact. So you see the Cubs losing to Houston.
Forever
immortalized in this new stadium will be the Cubs losing the last game of 2005.
Nice. All right, Richie!
The two!
It's so quiet. He can probably hear us.
Go, Richie!
It's so quiet. He can probably hear us.
It's like the game's not even being played when the Reds make it in.
No, seriously, is there no other Red fan in this entire stadium?
The thing, like, Old Busch Stadium held sound really well. Like, it could get really loud. And here, it's weird because it's so quiet.
Come on, Hetty.
Come on, Fat Sydney.
Oh. All right, get out, buddy.
Four pitch walk.
Well, he's setting up a force. He was setting up a force at any base. I think that was a kind of purposeful walk.
So I think he fell behind and was like, I ain't gonna give him a good shit.
Yeah, maybe.
This seems real. It's
kind of walking. He's just completely lost control.
So it's kind of like walking the pitcher to get the force out. I mean, Hattenberg's not that great a batter.
I think he's thrown to the wrong plate now.
The one on the left!
One!
That dumbass bleacher section down there, whenever they turn to 6-4-3, they yell sex for free. I think it's stupid.
That is stupid. I hate those people.
I hate them too.
This is wild. What do you say, Sydney? What do you say, Big Pun? Come on, let's go! Bam up!
That's badass. That's awesome. Big Pun.
Big Pun is not the correct nickname.
I don't think they could fit douchebag on the back of a jersey. Did you see how shallow turns
are? Yay!
Who does he think he is? Jim Edmonds?
Nobody takes next night seriously until he hits a grand slam on you.
Yeah.
You know, we're right behind the giant D.
Is that right?
Bud Light.
Oh, yeah.
We're probably right over Mark Lancaster.
Probably.
ideas, right?
I think the beat writers make all the trips.
John Fay is right under my ass.
Where he
and
belongs.
And he's bitching about his seat.
All right. One. I cheered on Tino way longer than I should. Make up for that.
Is that a fielder's choice?
That was awesome. Hey! That's my boy. I don't even have the accent there. Because I'm not sure he puts an accent on it. See his cross in the sand on it?
Yep. He's batting left-handed this time. Again, I guess he was last.
He's writing something in the sand. What was that? Hobby? Yeah. I think he just wrote a hobby in the dirt with his bat.
Nice.
Our bat boy, Josh, is a law student, like,
law student?
SLU, St. Louis University. He's like 25.
25, 26.
He got one of the rings.
He's got a real job.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, you know, he goes into bars and is like, yeah, I work for the Cardinals.
What do you say, Big Pond?
Oh, yeah, what do you do?
exactly.
I deprive a 16-year-old of their dream job.
Yeah.
I like how his nifty fact is that he was signed by the Cards as a free agent on 12/21/05.
Well, you can't exactly say arrested for punching an Aruban judge on the beach.
I think they could. That's what I would say.
We're too nice here in St. Louis.
Put up his mugshot? That would be sweet.
But they should do that. Do the most unflattering thing for the opposing players.
Yeah,
for real.
Well, you know, they used to have the cups, captains, and it was two caps, and just they went kind of like very slowly.
He walked the freaking pitcher. I'll have you know.
Or straight pitches too.
Belial, 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 you look like you belong in the Reds' bullpen.
He belies his talent as a bad pitcher. Out of the four times he's been up, you've gotten him out once.
That's the first time Belial
pitched. Hey, we'll take our victory so we can get them.
That's okay, he'll get you next time.
He's not going to strike out looking twice.
He can't take it away from us now. I haven't checked in and, like, cut the file in a really, really long time. I've never cut the file. So this could be quite tricky to edit.
No,
but I should at least say that it's the top of the seventh. The Cardinals lead the Reds 6-1. Coming up to bat is Scott Hatteberg, who has grounded to second, and walked in the fourth. No, honestly, this is the sound of the crowd ovation for Punk's song. As Brad Thompson comes in to replace him. And people are on their feet. I guess he held the Reds to one run. And it was a home run for Adam Dunn, but I'm not thinking he was that impressive.
Huh? No.
No. I think you take what you get from Sidney. That's probably the best outing he'll have of the year.
Maybe it was sarcastic. Good job.
Are you making fun of us for clapping?
I'm just saying. I don't know that it was worth standing up for.
I agree. I don't know if it was worth standing up for. But he did pitch, you know, 6 1/3 inning of 5-hit bases.
Oh, that's true.
So, like, it's the most potent offense in the National League.
Exactly.
That's right. Actually, in the majors.
That's right.
So.
Watch the movement on this kid.
This kid is
insane. You can see it from up here.
Like, I expect him to take off his hat and for shoulder-length hair to fall down.
Like a Bad News Bears type situation.
Or Ladybugs.
Yeah.
Ladybugs.
Was that with your boy?
Starring Jonathan Brandis. He later committed suicide. Really?
To little fanfare.
To little fanfare.
I did not know that.
Exactly. You're going to go. You want to have as much fanfare as possible.
I would think
exactly.
So.
Exactly.
So what he should have done. I'm not going to hear that. That's just in poor taste.
I'm not going to be offended. If that's what you're worried about, I'm not easily offended. Because I can think of many things that he could do to bring a little attention to his death. I mean, there's always autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, no. All right, Kernsey.
Hey.
throw this game. It's only five runs.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. You can pull this. You can do this in one inning. I can name that tune. We can take back that lead in one inning. Go, Kearns.
Kearns hit a blue single to center field. So, Javi lines one right freaking to Pujols. Who, almost surprised. He really does show some impressively quick reflexes to catch the ball and then go touch first to double off the first base runner, whatever the hell that was. And so here we are. In the middle of the seventh. Cards lead at 6-2. Dunn had it in his glove and it popped out when he hit the ground. So I gotta give him credit for running over there, though he should have been sprinting to begin with. He probably didn't know where the ball was, though.
They gave him a double.
That's an
E7. Oh, come on.
He had time for that, though.
They're just trying to get his average up.
Yeah.
Mike Smith doesn't score in here. He sucks.
Yeah. They have such a hometown score. It's crazy.
That is so obviously an E7.
So Luna hits a single to right field that brings in whoever the hell is on third.
Spezio's dad played for the Cardinals in the 60s at Spezio. So he was very excited to be a non-roster invitee. He was so excited he dyed his little goatee red.
Okay, that was complicated. All right, so Spezio comes out, hits a pinch hit home, two-run home run to make the score 9-2. Everyone's cheering like crazy, and he comes out for a freaking curtain call. Which I was just about to comment on when I realized the next time it already hit. And in the course, they overthrew first, right?
Eddie
overthrew first. And so he tries to stretch it into a double. He tries to go to second.
The throw was so hard and so high that it bounced off the wall right back to first base.
And then they threw him out at second to end the inning. So now it's the end of seven. The Cardinals lead it 9-2. And things are not looking good.
Some of our jerseys have sleeves. You know, there's a shortage of sleeves.
Somewhere there's a team with long sleeves.
Some of us are just thoughtful enough not to take them off when we don't really need them.
It's part of a program that they have in Cincinnati for homeless people.
That's right.
They sleep on a pillow of sleeves.
They're donating their sleeves to charity.
Coming on in relief, Chris Hammonds. But to be fair, the Reds are down 9-2.
The Reds have cheerleaders this year.
Like actual cheerleaders?
Yes.
They've got like a dozen women, and they rotate. They don't all show up every game.
Yeah.
Redford, they rotate. Redford has his pack of phones.
Yeah, this
He's
is
running a. Redford's running. Redford's running a serious game here.
Grounding out to the left side is actually what Albert Pujols does best.
On a 76 mile per hour pitch.
Who are you and what have you done with Chris Hammonds?
No kidding.
At 43-20.
He has absolutely no emotion.
And on that out, Hammonds' ear is down to 43-20.
That's what I like about
it.
He's
just his ERA is lower than his uniform number.
But not lower than his age.
Nope.
What?
His ERA? 40. He's 40?
Hammond's 40.
Well, I was going to say, I think Pujols is like 42. You got to like cut him in half and count the rings.
Hammond joined the majors. Oh!
Oh.
All right!
That was like a rainbow bright toss.
Chris Hammond joined the majors. His first major league appearance was as a starting pitcher for the 1990 Reds.
He played with Griffey Sr.
But is he like, is this a fraternity? Is he a legacy or something?
No. He ended up retiring for several years and then came back. Ended up with the Braves like 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and had an ERA under one as a reliever.
Wow.
I love the lines they draw for the base coaches. That they never stand.
I've
never seen one anywhere close to it.
I've seen Wendell Kim in there once, but I think he was chasing his arm that fell off.
Go, go, go! The catcher already has the ball, but go.
Do you think that if they move the lines to where the base coaches actually stand, the base coaches would stand somewhere else?
Yes.
I'm not standing in that box. Don't box me in.
Don't.
I think they should chain them to the middle of that. Or put a shock collar on them.
Can the Reds get 8 runs in 2 outs? They haven't managed to so far. But, you know, Hattaburg's up and Encarnacion's coming after him, so.
Yeah.
Oh!
You hit
the
net!
I'm
going to kick your ass!
Come on, Kernsey!
Kernsey!
Make it look slightly more respectable. Way not to give up in a bat when it's, you know, meaningless.
Way to go, Kernsey. Kernsey hits a double down the left field line that brings in whoever the hell was on second. Who was that?
Aurelia.
Aurelia was, maybe.
Eddie got hit by pitch. I thought Aurelia got on before him.
Well, and so now Aurelia's on third. And
no. Eddie's on third.
I'm sorry. Eddie's on third and Kernsey's on second. And the Cardinals feel they needed to have an entire...
pitching change.
Oh, they're having a pitching change, huh? They got to have a meeting on the mound about it to get one friggin' out when they're up by 6.
Said there. Josh something on the opening.
Oh, it's Matt Hancock. It's Hancock.
All right.
Snacks.
I'm so calling him that forever.
Snacks? Yeah, we've got Fat Sydney and Snacks.
Snacks.
With wow,
an X.
Man.
S-N-A-X.
So apparently the Cardinals don't have weight requirements.
Apparently not. No.
The Reds do now. That's that's different.
Which is funny because Kirby Puckett, they would, like, in his prime, would never be on the current roster.
No. Well, it's not... He sucked last year.
You'll never get Boomer on your team now.
Yeah, wait. How does White get that exemption? Is Rick
White
exempt from weighing...
You know. What if Adam Dunn went on like a strict fried chicken diet?
You think he isn't already?
He's a big boy.
He's been eating the bones.
He's a big boy.
Come on, Snacks!
Okay, well, Javi strikes out swinging to end the game with a 9-3 lead for the Cardinals. Damn it. And I'm still
freaking tipsy on beer.
Woo, that was a lot of beer.
So that's that. Snacks strikes out the Latin Love Machine to end the game. Hopefully things will go better for the Reds tonight. Go Reds!